Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1547 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, Bud Perry. And I did not meet anyone at home that day that I know other than Bud Perry, attested by C.C. Burke as notary, ground 16. Helen Ferguson, sworn for the movant. I was employed at the National Pencil Company. I knew Mr. Frank very well when I saw him. I also knew Mary Fagan far about a year. I never saw him, Mr. Dot Frank, address Mary Fagan by name, and I never saw him talking to her in any friendly manner. During my employment at the factory, I never saw Mr. Dot Frank drinking with women in his office. On the Saturday preceding the murder, I was on the second floor of the factory, and Jim Conley said to me, "Help yourself. Take all the boxes you want." I was stooping over at the time Conley addressed me, and he kept getting closer to me and made a motion as though he intended to grab hold of me. I was very much frightened and ran away as fast as possible. I will always believe that the said Jim Conley intended to grab me, and I was very much afraid of him. Mrs. Cora L. Lepew, sworn for the movant. I was present in the metal room at the National Pencil Company's factory on Monday, April 28, 1913, when some strands of hair were found on a certain lathe and which were sought to be identified as the hair of Mary Fagan. I was well acquainted with Mary Fagan and with the color of her hair. The hair before mentioned was not the hair of Mary Fagan. It was entirely too light in coal, or, among those present at the time were Mrs. Georgia Denham, R.P. Barrett, Cora Falby, Marjorie McCord, and Jimmy Mayfield. Marjorie McCord, Mark Furka, sworn for the movant. We were well acquainted with Cora Lavender Jeffers. Her character for truth and veracity is good, and we would believe her on oath in a court of law. Ground 17, J. Duffy, sworn for the movant. I was a witness in the trial of the case of the State of Georgia versus Leo M. Frank, charged with the murder of Mary Fagan. I was an employee at the factory of the National Pencil Company during a part of the year 84,